You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. In the producer's booth is Craig. He and I are wearing our C2E2 gear. And for those of you looking at WGNradio.com wondering why we're wearing costumes, you might want to turn the volume on, because we have discussed why we are wearing our costumes, because they are courtesy of Chicago Costume, and we have on the line with us Cortland Hickey. Hey, Cortland, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for hosting us today at your store. We had a lot of fun trying on a lot of different costumes, and Emily could not have been more gracious and patient with us.
Well, you know, we've been doing this a long time, so we know how to help people out.
How much has it changed? When you say a long time, how long is a long time?
Well, it's Chicago Costume is my family business, and I've been doing it basically my whole life. So professionally, at least, for the last 20 years or so.
And how much would you
say? My mom has had the store since the late 70s, so more than 40 years.
Well, let's go there then. What inspired your mom, do you know, to open this store? Because what a fun idea.
You know, it's funny. My mom always has a different story.
Does she?
You ask her. But, you know, she was doing theater costumes, and so she acquired a lot of costumes doing theater costumes and eventually opened a storefront.
Because you have a wide range. You have costumes that people can purchase upstairs on the first floor. And you have a great collection, I saw, of not just wigs, but also if people want to wear mustaches and great beards. Some of the best I've seen anywhere else. And it's a fun place. And everything is really well organized. I mean, guess Craig, I walked in, I was like, this is amazing.
Well, and it makes sense that they actually used to work in theater or something like that. Because some of the costumes, the one I'm wearing today, it looks so authentic. And the Captain America one looks exactly like the movies. You really nail it with some of the costumes that are there.
You do. Yeah. How do you accumulate some of these great costumes?
Well, we make a lot of costumes. We get different pieces from all kinds of different places. A lot of the licensed characters are made, you know, by the companies that make the movies. I mean, all kinds of different things. It's just having a good eye and figuring out what you think people are going to want. It's always, you never know.
Well, I am grateful. I did borrow one. My son is coming with me to Comic-Con, to C2E2 on Sunday. And we saw that Flash costume hanging, and he is 12. And he's about 5'1". It fit him really so well. I'll post it and I'll tag Chicago Costume on that. He just kept saying, thank you, mommy. Thank you, mommy. It was so cool.
Well, costumes make people happy.
They do. So when you have people come in, and I really do encourage anyone who's serious about renting a costume, because they do have so many authentic ones. I will say, you know, Supergirl has not had two kids, so I was not fitting in any of those. I'm just going to say that. We had a little bit of fun. I mean, it was my size, but at the same time, you know, things have shifted. But you have everything, not just all the superheroes that we're talking about and the video game character that Craig is wearing, but you have everything from flappers and gangster costumes of the 1920s. You've got Southern Belle costumes. You know, do people obviously host, you know, big parties, costume parties, and come right to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of different events throughout Chicago throughout the year. I mean, this past week we had people dressing up as leprechauns. Next week is Easter bunnies. you know, no matter what it is, there's always something going on, basically. Here in this Chicago, people will come in from out of town and say, hey, let's go get it. You know, we're in Chicago. Let's be gangsters and flappers and go out to dinner and have a good time, you know, in a group of people. That happens, you know, very frequently. But yeah, there's also all kinds of cool stuff like the Kentucky Derby parties.
Nice.
Cinco de Mayo, you know, all kinds of different things.
Well, what I noticed as we're talking about that and the sort of the more costume party and the theme parties, you have really wonderful elements of detail for each one of the costumes that we tried on. There was, again, the flapper costume came with like the pearl necklace with a, you know, a feather for the hair. Just really, it's not just the wardrobe, but you make sure that it has the accompanying pieces with it if they're going to rent.
Well, you know, accessories are a very important part of any costume. A lot of times for most people, those are the fun parts, the weapons or the accessory items that, you know, people can get most excited about wearing. And so those tend to be the most important thing because they're the thing you like and the thing that makes you excited about what you're going to be. So it's important to have all the best ones.
It completes the look. I love that. We have in studio with us Elliot Serrano, who is our chief geek officer here. Our editor-in-chief of geek content. And I'm wondering, for both of you, how much has cosplay changed in the last decade or so? Because it seems to have grown. And I wonder if that has a lot to do with social media.
Well, I don't even know if that word is a decade old.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say so. What do you think?
What do you think, Elliot?
Well, maybe referring to it as cosplay, you're right, is a fairly newish term. Mm-hmm. But the idea of having the costumes has been around for forever.
Yes.
And the idea and the costumes have get better and better all the time.
They really do.
Of course, you know, it's always good when you have you can find professionally made costumes. That also inspires folks to make their own costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And my question, I was wondering if I could ask, has it been? Now, do you find that the whole bit where people are making their own costumes, does that affect the industry a lot?
Well, I think it's good, actually, because, you know, you can make your own costume, but you can't exactly make your own makeup or your own wigs. I mean, some people can make their own wigs, but, you know, there's always going to be elements that we're going to have that go along with whatever people are doing on their own. So it's a big trend, you know, DIY. People have been doing it for a long time, but, I think that's... The more the merrier, I say.
And how is it at Halloween? Because I've got to imagine your store is like a madhouse the closer you get to Halloween.
It's pretty typical. We have a lot of people. We're in a nice neighborhood, Lincoln Park. We also have our location in Portage Park, so we're pretty accessible to a lot of individuals. I don't know, people's buying trends, I think, have changed very much so over time. I think a lot of consumers like to do research and see their products online and look at pictures and have a really good idea. They tend to have a little bit more knowledge about the products, you know, before they even set foot in a store to decide what they're going to be. So I think the majority of consumers are like that now.
And do you have sort of an online catalog of options?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. And how do people...
Almost everything we have in store is available on our website.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I felt bad for Emily. I put everything back on the hanger, and I wanted to be very careful, especially when it came to the wig that I tried on with the Scarlet Witch. There were a lot of elements to that costume. So, you know, I would encourage anyone that goes to any costume shop to just sort of be deliberate with the items that you try on, because everything's not going to work out for you. It's just like going to any other store. But this is there's a lot of intricacies involved in some of these costumes. Do you still dress up, Cortland?
Yeah. I mean, I dress up all the time. I have a 2-year-old, and the first Halloween we didn't go out. We were so exhausted from the season, but then we realized, you know, it wasn't fun. You know, the whole everything we love about it. So we really made a point to go out and have a great time last year.
And what did you dress? What was your costume?
I was He-Man, actually.
He-Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, did it have the pecs that you put on, or did you, you know, or are you just buff like He-Man and you don't need that?
You know, it came complete with the pack. You guys can check out our Facebook page if you want to see a picture. I'm sure it's up there.
I've seen that outfit.
Yeah.
And it looks like
have a really good wig. I did a premium quality wig with my He-Man costume.
Well, and that, I think, is always an element that people don't think. I have so many wigs. I've got long blonde wigs, short blonde. It's just fun to play dress up. Is there... I mean, how would you explain to people who just think that we're a little bit goofy? For me, when I dress up, it just gives me... Look, dressing up as Trinity today, when a guy tried harassing me, I did not feel like smiling. I felt so cool and collected. It was kind of badass. Yeah, when you embody it, it's just fun to make believe, isn't it?
I think so. I think, but I also think dressing up is not so odd anymore. People really, you know, I think emote through these costumes, through these outfits that they pick out, and it's really become very mainstream. I mean, it's really started to become mainstream here. I mean, if you look at cultures like Japan, you know, I mean, people dress up every day. These are normal clothes for them. They're they're comfortable being other people, being different things,
expressing themselves.
Maybe we are sometimes, but it's, you know. Right. Definitely becoming much more commonplace.
And just the availability, like you're saying, for things that are so closely, that resemble so closely what I remember as a kid. The Link costume, for instance, is something that I grew up playing that video game. I think when I was younger, I don't think costumes were made like this. Then they were that available as they are now. Now you can get something that looks almost exactly.
Globalization is a huge factor. I mean, all of those things are big. It's demand, but it's also the ability for them to be manufactured and the thought and the dollars to be behind, you know, putting those type of things together.
So cool. Well, thank you so much, Cortland. I want to let everyone know you can visit Chicago Costume at ChicagoCostume.com. Their email is ChicagoCostume@gmail.com. And they have locations in Lincoln Park, 1120 West Fullerton, and in Portage Park at 4727 West Montrose. And their number is 773-282-1264. And we'll put a link on the Patty V Show page, too, to let people know, since he had a couple days, you know, C2E2 through Sunday. But it's fun to dress up any time of the year. Thank you so much, Cortland. We'll talk to you again, and definitely see you again, I hope.
Thank you very much for having me. We're also at C2E2, booth 1080.
Oh, that's right. We're stopping by. We'll take some selfies there. We're very excited. Thank you. We're very grateful. More after this on 720 WGN.